On today's episode, we're going to talk about how you need to marinate things within your business, healthy eating, and sushi.
Let's go!
This is the Blind Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision by guiding them to profitability. Today, we have Beth and five-month-old Quinn Strauss, CEO of Grateful Plate. Grateful Plate serves the greater Philadelphia region, offering meal delivery and catering services. The meals they provide focuses on health-supportive cuisine, using natural and whole ingredients and organic whenever possible. Beth, how is your day going?
So far, so good.
We have to start off by saying at least congratulations. And this is the first time where there's not only the CEO, the entrepreneur, but also the child. So we're really excited to hopefully pick both of your brains today.
Yeah.
But before we do and get into all that fun stuff, I have to start off with an icebreaker. So Beth, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So imagine you just had the absolute best day of your life. Where are you going to eat, and what are you going to order in order to make your day complete?
Right now, currently, if I had the best day, I would go and get some sushi because I haven't had sushi in a while. I would order just really fun rolls. I'm not that adventurous in sushi, but I like just the good quality, clean, give me a tuna avocado roll, just really fresh, really delicious, and a nice glass of wine to go with it.
Very nice. What type of wine would you say that you're into nowadays?
Well, it's hot out, so I'd probably just go for a nice white wine, either like a Pinot Grigio or something. But actually, I just started drinking beer, so that's something new for me. I've been really into I just got into oatmeal stouts,
okay,
which I never drank before. And then after I gave birth, I was like, I love beer, so,
Nice. Well, good stuff. Well, Beth. Yeah. The first real question to the podcast is, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Who are you and what is your story?
Sure. So I dove into food at the early age of 13. I decided I wanted to become a vegetarian growing up in a meat and potato household. Was eating about five different things, and my mom was like, you know what, I don't really think this is healthy. So she took me to a soy cooking class at a hospital, the local hospital, which really changed my world. I would never make those things that I learned in that class today. However, what it did was it took me to a health food store to find those ingredients, which then led me to my first job at a health food store, which then led me to in high school, doing two culinary art classes and actually teaching a vegetarian culinary art class to other high schoolers. So food just really started at a young age, and it just opened up. After high school, I went to one of the first certified vegetarian culinary schools in America called the Natural Gourmet Institute in New York City, which is a whole food-based culinary school where they teach you how to use food as medicine and become a natural food chef. From there, I was a personal chef for a while. Business was going really well. My mom inspired me to go back to school and I actually got my associate's in hotel food management so that I would learn more of the business of food. I did. And it was great, and it actually landed me a job not for myself, but for someone else. I was a catering manager for a couple years, and then turned to a general manager of a restaurant, Max and David, where, again, I just learned a lot about the business side of food. It was a great experience. Sort of got a little burnt out being there, doing that, and just checked in with myself and asked myself, how did I get here? And I remembered it was through the passion for love, my passion and love for food. So I decided to leave the restaurant industry and go back to school, and to get a certification as a holistic health coach, because my passion for food really stems from what food does for us. I got a certificate as a holistic health coach. And while I was doing that, I was like, well, I need to make money. Let me cook for people. So I started taking on more clients. And then as the health coaching progressed, at the same time, put out to the universe and let the universe give you what you need. And my business for personal chefing started to expand, and I was just always wanted to take it a step further. I worked for a meal delivery service before. My husband and I, we got married in September, decided to go in business with each other in October, and that's when Grateful Plate was born. And Grateful Plate now is a meal delivery service and catering operation where we deliver fully prepared meals to people in the greater Philadelphia area with a health supportive twist to it.
Interesting. So, yeah, let's expand on that a little bit more. Tell us a little bit more about Grateful Plate. You said it was a meal delivery service and a catering service. So how is it unique in the idea of all these different types of food delivery services are out there, like Uber Eats, Caviar, all those fun stuff. So tell us a little bit more about your business.
Well, one of the biggest things about our business and Uber Eats and Caviar is that we are not a restaurant open for business where people come in. We're strictly delivery. We deliver once a week, whereas those other businesses you can get 7 days a week. We put out a menu every Wednesday. We have a rotating menu. We work on what's in season, what are fan favorites, what holidays are happening. So we put out a rotating menu every Wednesday via email. People order online by Saturday, by Sunday, 9 a.m. We cook all the food Sunday, Monday. Monday it gets delivered to everyone, and then we do it all over again. The other difference is with Caviar and Uber Eats, your food comes technically hot, warm. For us, our food is chilled, and then you reheat it at home. But it's totally cooked already. It's different than like a Blue Apron, because Blue Apron you still have to do all the cooking. We do all the cooking. You guys just do the reheating. One of the nice things also about our service is we are health supportive, so all of our ingredients are very high quality. We're using healthy cooking methods. We're using healthy cooking methods, and a lot of our clients come to us because they have specific dietary needs that they need to follow. And we are trained. Actually, myself, our kitchen manager, and our sous chef, we all went to the same culinary school and all are very familiar with particular diets that need to be met. So let's say you have a low sodium, you need low sodium. We can make that happen. Let's say you don't like onions. We can make that happen. Let's say you need to go on a gluten-free diet or a dairy-free diet. We can make that happen for you. We adjust anything that we're making to, let's say you don't like peppers. We will make sure you won't get peppers. We like to call ourselves a meal delivery service with a personal chef touch to it.
That's awesome. Now, something that you mentioned early on, and something I've become extremely passionate about is the aspect of healthy eating and clean eating. Can you speak to that, and what has that done for you as a person, and what can it do for us if we were to eat more veggies, more earth-grown products? Or
Great.
plant-based products, excuse me.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, just to let you know, Grateful Plate, we do everything. We do vegan, we do vegetarian, we do fish, meat, the nine yards. But everyone is getting a hearty, healthy helping of vegetables. Vegetables to me, it's just like a life force. It gives you vitamins, it gives you nutrients, it gives you fiber, all that really good stuff. I think vegetables are a good way of helping people slow down because you really have to chew them and appreciate them. One of my life goals is really to help people slow down and just appreciate food and to get out of their heads about food and to get more into their bodies about food. And having a meal delivery service, it's not necessarily a crutch for people to do more. It's a way to help people slow down, take that burden of having and the stress of having the shop, having to cook, having to having, and just be present with what you have in front of you. I think I steered away from your question a little bit, but
Well, no, I think I still think you hit a lot of really good points. I found myself when I was eating, I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm a full vegetarian by any means, because I do like meat in some capacities, but I found myself going completely vegetable for 2, 3 weeks, and then having meat that one day and just feeling like absolute dog crap the next.
Because of the meat.
Yeah, because of the meat. Yeah. So I'd love to hear your take on that. Like, how ha have you been, any case studies, or have you talked to individuals that have gone very meat centric, and then you've been able to help them out and come in and kind of fix their palate and fix their mechanics in eating, and then it's turned into something relatively productive for them as a human being?
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes like you started with the question with clean eating. There's no junk in our food. And I think that alone, there's no junk in our meat. We have really high quality meats. We get our meats from a local butcher in West Philly called Primal Supplies. And that helps. We've had like bodybuilders use our services, and we're like, wow, they're ordering a lot of food, and they email us back how great their week was because of how good they felt from what they were eating, because it's just clean food. There's no refined sugars, no refined flours, and all that stuff does, bless you, all that stuff does is really it allows you to not put toxins in your body, not put extra food in your body that your body has to work itself out. Does that make sense?
No, it does, yeah.
Yeah. So it's interestingly, you said you went veggie, and we just got a phone call last week from a woman who needs to go on the elimination diet. And the reason people go on the elimination diet is for gut reasons. Bad digestive system. And the elimination diet is basically eliminating most of the allergenic foods and then slowly reintroducing them. So we're going to be doing that with her.
Yeah, can you expand on that a little bit? Because I've never heard of the elimination diet, and I'm sure people who are listening, they might be interested in something like that as well. So I guess, can you start from the beginning? Like, gut, let's start with the gut, right? And then we can kind of go into what the elimination diet does for the body. So why, like, what is gut health? Can you educate us about gut health?
I can try. So there's a saying, you're only as healthy as your gut. So a lot of digestion, most of digestion happens in your gut. We first start digesting with our eyes. When you look at food, then you start producing saliva in your mouth. The more you chew, the more saliva you produce in your mouth. We have enzymes in our saliva that help break down the food even more. So then when you swallow and it gets down to your gut doesn't have to work so hard. That's why chewing is so important. So then when the food is in your gut, you have to digest it and then use the nutritional aspect of the food. Some people can't digest certain things because they don't have the bacteria in their gut to digest it. So what the elimination diet does is it helps you figure out what foods you're able to digest and better than others. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So some of the allergenic foods are like soy, wheat, believe it or not, citrus, onions. I'm trying to think. There's even certain. So about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I had this great idea. It was longer than 4 years ago. Anyway, I had this great idea. I said to my husband and my business partner, Mike, I was like, Mike, let's do the elimination diet. A bunch of clients have been coming to me. And so I was like, let's do it for a month. And he agreed. And yeah, he agreed. And we picked February because it was the shortest month. However, it did coincide with the Super Bowl. And so poor Mike, he was a good trooper. He did not eat wings. He did not eat pizza. But I did make him homemade sweet potato chips to take with him and nori rice rolls to take with him. And everyone, he had a great time and he ate well and that kind of thing. So in my own experience with the elimination diet was really great because it just gave myself a time to just eat very, very, very simple. Again, Mike is more of a variety type of guy, so he kept me on my toes with having me be a little bit more creative. I could have just ate brown rice, but I had to figure out how to make a fried rice within our limitations, and how to make a veggie burger within our limitations. And as we slowly started adding things back in, it was just really good knowledge for ourselves as far as how we were feeling. We would always check in with ourselves before and after. And again, like I said, it's just a really good way to determine what foods work for you. There's no one person who has the same who can live off the same diet. You know, like yourself, you went you were eating meat, then you went veggie, had a little bit of meat, felt awful. I've been a vegetarian for 20 years. After I gave birth to Quinn, decided to start eating meat again. I'm eating meat now, and it does really good for me. And like I said, there's not one diet that works for everyone. And it's really about getting out of your head and getting into your body and feeling the effects of food.
Now, when you're eating the when you're eating and I guess less meat and more veggie, I've found myself not eating enough. You know, is there some tips that, because I think the entrepreneur lifestyle is very busy, so it's hard to kind of keep that. You know, other than ordering and using your services and things like that to make sure your meal plans are met in a proper fashion. But anything that we can be cognizant of to kind of just be or be mindful of hey, if you're not eating enough, here are some things that you can do throughout the day.
Totally. Well, I think the number one thing we can do is plan. And because the one thing I, in my health coaching that I really work with clients is setting yourself up for success. And in order to set ourselves up for success, we can't go into an environment where we don't have what we need. And if we know we're going to be having a really long day at whatever it may be, for me, working in a kitchen, I'm surrounded by food. However, I need to make sure that I go away from the kitchen, sit down, and eat something. So planning is, I would say, the number one ingredient to the successful recipe for that. Then when you plan, pack at your office, have some healthier snacks. Nuts are great. Fruit is great to have, especially combined with the nuts. Not skipping meals is huge. The more you skip your meals, the more you're playing catch up. And then, you know, if our stomachs are talking, we're not being able to be in our heads as clear. So, you know, just going back to that planning, and not skipping meals is something that's hugely important.
Yeah, another question that I have, you said briefly that you have your business is growing, you're doing an incredible job, you're able to have that mindset where and the ability to have a family and start a family. So there's definitely some great things that are happening within the business, and especially with 10 employees, et cetera. So what has been some techniques that you've used in order to grow, in order to let people know about your business, to advertise Sure. within your business?
Yeah. That's a really great question. So some of the things that we've done are hire the right people to help us. That's been huge, especially with having a baby. And my husband and I work together. So we have been very fortunate to, our team is awesome. We're of the belief that we want to utilize everyone's strengths. And we just have a really great team backing us up, and everyone's working together for the greater picture. Everyone's very knowledgeable of what the greater picture is and what we're looking for. Some other things, again, planning. We, as far as marketing goes, I like to be, I think I consider myself a people person. I feel really comfortable behind a stove. So I do a lot of cooking classes, whether they be at other establishments, in our own personal kitchen, or in private client kitchens. And we really get good business from that. We have a pretty good online presence. Our website, people really utilize our website a lot. So I think there's really great information on the website.
I'm curious, based off of how you answered, you're teaching people how to cook,
yes,
or cook better, but yeah, then I guess you're able to convert them as clients.
Yeah.
How have you, well, what has that been like?
Because, if you think about it, so I feel a challenge that I have seen through a lot of my clients has been, they don't have time. We don't have time to exercise. We don't have time to cook. I don't have time to get a massage. We started Grateful Plate. Grateful Plate, the name Grateful Plate actually came up because a lot of my clients were saying, my plate is full. I have no time. So we created Grateful Plate to add more gratitude to people's plate being like your life. So in cooking classes, a lot of times, it depends. It can be an elaborate 3-course meal, or it could be as simple as how to cook quinoa. I think it's great for people to have the power to know how to cook. Sometimes it's not feasible to cook. And what do we resort to? Sometimes in the past, I've resorted to pizza, Chinese food, a quick hoagie or something like that. So by teaching people how to cook, as well as being able to say, hey, for those times that it's not going to be perfect timing for you to cook, but you still want to eat healthy, here's the meal delivery. And it's been really good. We also do a lot of parties and gift certificates that way. And people who are having babies, they get the new, instead of sending flowers, send food. So we send food to people now and that kind of thing. So
cool.
it's like a trickle or a ripple effect, I should say. Just doing one thing and it just leads to other things.
Was there a point in time where you really saw all of your efforts of cooking and educating and basically just giving, and then it turns into now receiving? Was there a point in time in the business where you're like, you know what, here it is?
So we've been in business. The meal delivery service has been in business for a little over 2 years now. 2 years? I think 2 years. 3 years? 2 years. there's something called mommy brain. It's true. So our first year, we rented a small kitchen in East Passyunk at Will BYOB. We rented their kitchen while they were closed. And that was great. There were 6 burners, 1 stove. We were doing 200 plus meals out of it, and we just really outgrew it. And then we found our current space in our commissary in Manayunk, and just started pumping out meals there. And so in between that time, it was like, okay, this is amazing. This is it. We got it. Now we're on like a new playing field. So I feel like our business is constantly going to new playing fields. So I don't feel like, I feel like there's been other moments of, yeah, we're in it, we're striding, we're doing it. And then something happens, you know, and it's like, we don't necessarily get pushed back. But we stay where we are until the next playing field comes. So I think there's always a constant game of growth. In our industry, in the restaurant industry, it's very typical to have huge turnover. So, especially because we operate only 2 days a week, mainly for meal delivery, then we do catering type of stuff. So, you know, we have our biggest challenge. One of our biggest challenges has been turnover and having the right team in place and making sure that it's a good, we're a good fit for our employees are a good fit for us, and that everyone works well together and that kind of thing. So it's a I feel like it's a constant, we're doing great. Okay, here's a challenge. Yeah. Okay, let's overcome that. So.
No, that's great. And your ability to overcome those obstacles have been, congratulations to all of your success thus far.
Thank you. There's
a couple questions that I have about your personal life. So we have a good foundation of who you are as a business professional, but the personal side is also important too. Other than just being an incredible mother, and an incredible entrepreneur, what have been some habits that have helped you become more efficient throughout your day? And I would like to ask this in two parts. Number one, pre-baby, and now have those habits changed since having a child?
Yes. So one of the biggest things that has helped is just scheduling, planning, that kind of thing.
See, we're talking about the baby and about
he
Quinn.
Knew,
and
he
now
we're getting personal now.
Exactly. Now he knows.
Yeah. So planning, also just working hard, playing hard has been really important for me. Eating well. I just have to make sure that I eat well, and then that really fuels me. Having a baby, all that stuff has stayed the same. It's just a lot harder.
So then to that same point, being that it is harder now, are there any resources that you use that help you become more resources of technology, maybe apps, things that you do just kind of help you that you can't live without?
Dropbox. It's like probably the biggest app or the technical thing that we use, just because now I'm working from home a lot more, and we do have some full-time employees that work in the kitchen. We actually just launched an online ordering system. My husband was manually checking everyone's order. We still do that, but he was manually making a big spreadsheet, probably a 4-foot spreadsheet for us to look off of everything. And now we just launched a online ordering system, which has freed his time up to be more with us as a family, which has been really nice. I would say, remotely working has been a big change, not being there. So, just using a lot of FaceTime, a lot of Dropbox and that kind of thing.
Okay, cool. Now, my last question for you is, The Blind Entrepreneur, this podcast was created for individuals who may be temporarily blind in business and cannot see the obvious. So to those individuals, what are three pieces of advice that you would give to them?
Well, that's a great question. One is, I would say, tap into tap into passion. Oftentimes I feel like I got to where I am because of the passion. that really has driven me. Two is ask for help, whether it be this is something I'm stuck on, what do you think? I think a team works real. I love working in team settings. And the third one would be if something was in a way, I would say let it marinate. Let it marinate, not to, don't rush things. See what's going well, see what's not going well. I always ask myself, what is it that needs to change? What's going well? What's not going well? What needs to change? And how do I need to change it? So those are questions I often ask myself.
That's great. Well, Beth, you successfully completed the podcast. Quinn, congratulations. Podcast number one for you. Hopefully, you have many, many more in the upcoming years of your life. Beth, without further ado, the next 30 seconds is all yours. Go ahead, look right into the camera. Tell everybody about how they can follow you, how they can be a part of your mission, and potentially even becoming a client of yours.
Sure, thank you. Thanks for having me. So, again, I'm with Grateful Plate. We are a Philadelphia meal delivery and catering service. You can find us on the web at gratefulplatephilly.com, gratefulplatephilly.com. We're on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Grateful Plate. And yeah, if you feel like food is something that you need a little bit of help with, we are here for you. You can sign up for our email list. We will call you back and give you the personal touch you need for your food.
Very cool. Well, thank you again, Beth and Quinn. You guys have been awesome. To those of you guys who are still watching and listening, thank you guys for always liking, commenting, and subscribing. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube and head over to theblindentrepreneur.com for more interviews. Until next time, everyone, have a great day and an even better tomorrow. Thank you so much for watching this video. Don't forget to follow me on any and all social media platforms using the long last name above, followed by the letter J. If you want to get lost into the dark abyss of YouTube, click either left or right for another video. And finally, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. No, seriously, don't forget.